And we want to continue to pray for our pastors that they're away and getting rest. And we just want to continue praying for them. Amen. And we just thank God for today. We thank God for just the words that were shared today. That Sister Letty and Sister Rebecca and also Sister Millie, just the words, encouraging words and words that we, what we've been learning in the scriptures. And the word of God, that God has been opening up Daniel unto us and this word of God, and that we have to know these scriptures in these last days. We have to know, amen, what the Lord is doing, what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. We have to know and not be ignorant in these last days. Amen. But we are to know him. Praise God. Paul said, all that I might know him. Power of his resurrection. Fellowship of his suffering. Amen. And that we ought to know the Lord and what God is doing. God is blessing us with his word. He's giving us the word of knowledge. And we thank God for this word of knowledge that been opened up by the book of Daniel. The word of knowledge and understanding. He told Daniel, I'll make you a quick understanding. Amen. And he given the Hebrew boys and Daniel to be 10 times wiser than the Chaldeans, than the soothsayers and the astrologers. 10 times wiser to be able to overcome, and as we heard how they were tested, how these men of God were tested and tried, but God was with them. God was with them, and God is with us. Amen. But it's the word of God that we need. It's the knowledge of the word of God that we need in our hearts and in our spirit. Amen. And the book of Daniel has been opened up to us, and how Daniel is so in line with Revelations, and how it so pointed to what God had done then and what God is doing now in these last days. And what has been revealed to us is these visions, the visions of that Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar had, but these visions that were in the end times when the Lord told Daniel to close the books and go thy way. But now the books are open. The books, the vision has been opened unto us. And they're open up to us for a reason. For a reason. Because it's been prophesied that these will be opened up to us. That God has called out a people for his name. A people that will worship him. A people that will praise him. A people that will magnify his holy name. As you heard our sister Millie talking about the light. In that beautiful song, Oh How We Need Him. And how Sister Rebecca will begin to reveal what God was doing with King Cyrus and unto the Gentiles to bring them in and to support and help build the temple and build the walls. And how Sister Letty began to show how God will honor you when you begin, when you don't compromise to the things of the world. Amen. And so the word of God is revealing to us that we have a place in this word and that God has called us. And the scripture in Daniel, and we've been reading these scriptures of the image of the head of gold, which in that day, Nebuchadnezzar was that head of gold. That kingdom, that Gentile age of that kingdom, of the kingdoms of this world. And then the silver was the Medes and Persian. We know Cyrus, Darius of the Medes and Cyrus of Persian, Persian king, conquered and overturned that head of gold, and they were the silver. And we know that it was their reign. But then there was another reign that came. and that was the Grecian reign. And we know that was the notable horn of Alexander the Great and how he conquered nations. And we then know that in the end, after he conquered, there was nothing else to conquer. And so he divided it to his four captains. And they took different regions. And that made up the whole of Rome. And that was the legs of iron. And we know the loins were the brass. That was the brass of the Grecian nation. But then Rome entered in. Amen. And they conquered. But somewhere in there was a king. In that time of the Roman Empire came a king. And his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. And that king was prophesied that there should be a Savior. And we know that's Jesus Christ. And his name is, we shall call him Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David, and upon the kingdom, he shall establish it with judgment and justice. Hallelujah. He shall establish it with judgment and justice. And the zeal of the Lord shall perform this. So in that time, Christ was revealed. In that iron time of age. But the Jews thought that he was coming to set up a natural kingdom. They thought that he was coming to establish his throne. But Christ came as a Savior. Because he was doing a new thing. He was doing a new thing. He told Peter, put down your sword. Because if my kingdom was of this world, then my servants would fight. Because God was doing a new king, a new thing in the time of these Gentile kingdoms. And then it comes down to the 10 toes, the iron mixed with clay. At the end, at the weakest point. So it was strong at the top, but it became weak. Iron mingled with clay. And the iron wants to mix with clay. But we know it cannot mix. And then a stone hewn out of the mountain, not made by hands, came in and smote that image at the weakest point. Smote that image, and it began to grow into a great mountain, into a great kingdom. So God was doing a work, and God is doing a work. And the work does not start when we get to heaven. The work starts right now. The work starts right now. You see, God is establishing his kingdom upon the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we learn in the scriptures in Daniel chapter 2, verse 42, 43. And whereas thou sawest iron mingled with miry clay. Iron mingled with miry clay. And we know that that is a human element. The nations with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another. Even as iron is not mixed with clay. And we know all through the reign of the Gentile age, the enemy is working. And he even wanted to give the kings over to Christ, the Son of God. And he said, I will give you all these kingdoms if you just bow down and worship me. And the Lord said, there's no worship that comes to you. Amen. But the only worship is to thy God and thy only God. Get thee hence behind me, Satan. Because Christ knew that there was a kingdom that would be handed over to him by the Father. But Christ came to establish it. Amen. To establish this kingdom. And it says, verse 44, and in those days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. In those days. And we are finding out that in those days, amen, when Christ came, in those days, a kingdom will be established. And it says, which shall never be destroyed. And we just saw every kingdom be destroyed. Kingdom after kingdom after kingdom is destroyed. And in these last days, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. This kingdom of this world shall be destroyed or overturned. And it says, which shall the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Come on. It shall stand forever. So there's a kingdom that Christ, hallelujah, is establishing that shall stand. The walls shall never be broken down. The foundation that was laid shall never move, but it shall stand forever. Hallelujah. And we know that when Christ came, he began to establish this kingdom upon the earth. When he went out with the disciples and they all came out to him, and he asked the disciples, who do men say that I am? He said, you are Elisha, or you are John the Baptist. I've come back. But then he asked them, who do you say that I am? And Peter received the revelation of that kingdom. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father in heaven, my Father, the God that will set up a kingdom in the midst of these kingdoms shall set up. He said, but my Father in heaven has revealed this unto you. And upon this rock, I shall build my church. Hallelujah. Come on. That was the line drawn when Christ began to reveal. He said, upon this rock, I shall build my church. When? When? Right now. In the midst of these kingdoms. Upon this rock, I shall build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Come on. And as you saw in the reigns of these kings, heathen kings, evil kings, kings after kings after kings. But Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell, these demonic kingdoms, the demonic influence of these kings and kingdoms. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Come on. Christ is establishing a kingdom in the midst. Come on. Of these kings. That shall stand forever. And shall never be moved. Hallelujah. He said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why? Because he is raising up stones of fire. He's raising up an army. Hallelujah. Filled with righteousness. He's raising up people, men and women of God, and teaching them how to fight. Praise God. Not by sword, but by the word of God. Amen. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God who is setting up the kingdom. They are mighty through God. So God has given you, come on, weapons that are not of this world. So put down that natural sword and pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. And begin to fight. Hallelujah. By his word. Praise God. In the midst of these kingdoms. Hallelujah. And we heard the word. We know the word that's in John. That Christ has come. Came unto his own, but his own received them not. My God. Because he knew it was time. It was time to bring out the called out one. To go amongst the nations. He said that he came unto his own, but his own received them not. But as many, come on, as believed, gave me the power to become sons of God. Not born of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, who is setting up the kingdom in the midst of these kings. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. But of God. Hallelujah. And so God is showing us that he's called out a people for his name. There's a scripture in Acts. verse 44. Let me just go to verse 41, just for this is so good. He said, "Behold, ye despisers and wonders and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which shall in no wise believe. Thou men declare it unto you." Though men declare it unto you. And I think this is also told in, what is it, in Ezekiel. I think chapter 7, verse 13. That he's declaring, a work shall be done. But you are not going to receive it. And that work is the kingdom of God being established in the midst of these kings. The work. It's not a carnal kingdom, but it's a supernatural kingdom. It's a divine kingdom that shall be established upon the earth. And it says, "And when the Jews were gone out, the synagogues, the Gentiles." What did the Gentiles do? They begin to get excited. What is this man Paul talking about? Because it sounds like we have a place in it. And it says, "And the Jews were gone out the synagogues. The Gentiles besought these words might be preached unto them the next Sabbath." So next Saturday, we come into church. Come on. Come on. And it says, "Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking unto them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God." In the next church time, come on, they came almost the whole city together to hear, gathered together to hear the word of God. My God, I wish we had a city that will come to church. Come on, I wish we had a people that will want to continue in the word of grace. Hallelujah. In the grace of God. Hallelujah. I wish we had a people that will come to church on Wednesday. Come on. That will come to church next Sunday. Hallelujah. I wish we had a people, a city. Hallelujah. But there is a city. We've come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God. Hallelujah. Come on, are you in church? To the church of the firstborn. Are you in church today? Woo! And it says, but when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy and spoke unto those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting the blasphemy. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken unto you. It was necessary because this was called. It's supposed to be this way. But there's a stone that is a stumbling block and a rock of offense unto you because of unbelief. And because of that, hallelujah, because of unbelief, there's another people that God has called out to bring out to help build this kingdom, to help build the walls, build the fountain, to help build the city. There's another people. And it says, but you seeing, put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy. Come on, of everlasting life. Lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. You see, God's word will not turn to him void. It will accomplish and God, everything that he set it forth to accomplish, and it shall be established, and we cannot change it. And it says, we turn to the Gentiles, for hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the end of the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when the Gentiles heard this, hallelujah. Come on, do you hear the heard? Do you hear the word of God? Do you hear the salutations of the Lord? And when the Gentiles heard this and were glad, hallelujah, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained entered. Eternal life, believe, ordained to eternal life, believe. Let me read that again. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad. They were glad. They were glad. There's some glad Gentiles are going to get happy when they hear the word of life. They were glad. And glorify the Lord, the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life, believed. Do you believe today? Do you believe? Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Believed. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God. They believed eternal life. The eternal life that Christ had brought unto you. He who was rich became poor, that you might become rich. The eternal life that he brought unto you. The kingdom that he's setting up in you. The kingdom of God, it is eternal life. That you and I may become subjects of this kingdom. But he set it up by the word of God. Hallelujah. And in the midst of these kings, he shall set up a kingdom that shall not be moved. Can you move this word? Come on. It shall be established forever. Heaven and earth will pass, but my word shall never pass. Hallelujah. And he says, I'm doing a new thing because it's not by natural works. I'm doing a new thing. Hallelujah. In these last days, I'll take out their heart and I'll give them a heart of flesh to receive the word. And I'll write my law in their inward parts. I'll write the law of the kingdom of God in their inward parts. Hallelujah. Which is the law of liberty. And by faith, they enter in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, go to Colossians. Go to Colossians. Chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians. Come on, give the Lord a praise clap. Colossians chapter 1. And go to verse 15. You see what the Lord was setting up in these, the days of these kingdoms. There's two kingdoms that we see now. The kingdoms of this world and the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. The kingdoms of God. We see a distinction between the two. And where Christ came, he came to establish his kingdom. But he did it in the midst of these natural kings. And Colossians chapter 1 verse 15, it says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn? Go up to verse 12. Go up to verse 12. And it says, giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. You see, he's made us meet, praise God, to be partakers of the inheritance of the kingdom with the saints in light that have already overcome and gone over. The apostles, the prophets, the men and women that had didn't shake, but they stood upon the kingdom of God, the kingdom of righteousness, and they did not move. We heard of Hebrew boys. We heard about Daniel. Amen. We heard about Esther, Nehemiah, all those, hallelujah, who stood for righteousness. Praise God. And it says, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. So what Christ came to do was to deliver you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why there cannot be, you cannot mingle with the world. You cannot mingle with demonic forces. You cannot mingle. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even for forgiveness of sins. So how did he do? By the blood of Jesus Christ. By the sacrificial lamb. Hallelujah. The lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. He bought you with a price. You're not your own. Hallelujah. It's because of his blood and the forgiveness of sins. Praise God. So he came to bring mercy. Hallelujah. He came to bring forgiveness of sins. This is his kingdom that he's making, that he's establishing upon the earth, that he's established inside of you. It's the kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of joy. Hallelujah. And it says, who is the invisible image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? He's the firstborn of many brethren. Hallelujah. The firstborn. Because you're ordained to this calling. And it says, for by him were all things created. There are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. So we see the visible kingdom of this world, the Gentile age of this world. But there's also an invisible. Come on. And that's the kingdom of God in you. Hallelujah. Christ in you. The hope of glory. You might not see it, but the kingdom of God. Oh my God. You might not feel it. You might not think it. You might not even understand it. But if you believe the word of God, now are ye the sons of God. Hallelujah. And it says, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Come on. All things. So God is in the midst of everything. Hallelujah. You see these politicians, you see kingdoms of this world. It don't matter. God is in it because he created it. Hallelujah. For himself. Praise God. And God is establishing his kingdom among you, the people of God, and drawing you out. Hallelujah. And he said, he shall give the kingdom to his saints, and they shall take the kingdom and possess it forever and ever. Hallelujah. But the taking and the possessing starts with you now. Take the kingdom life, because through much affliction we enter into the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God suffereth the violent, but the violent take it. By force, hallelujah, by force. And it's not the force of your fist or a sword or a gun, but it's the word of God, the iron, hallelujah. He will rule with a rod of iron. And God has given you that iron. He's given you the sword of the Spirit. He said, take it. He's equipped you with the whole armor of God. You don't see it upon you, but have the spirit of righteousness. Jesus. The armor of righteousness. The armor of light. Put ye on the armor of light. Hallelujah. Some of us are visuals. But you cannot see with your natural eyes. It's the eyes of your understanding that need to be enlightened. That you may see this kingdom in the midst of these kingdoms. God is establishing, hallelujah, a kingdom that cannot be moved. Hallelujah. And you shall be as Mount Zion, a city upon a hill that cannot be moved. Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, unmovable, unshakable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither can corruption inherit incorruption. Hallelujah. But God is a spirit. Hallelujah. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. My God. Woo! Jesus, and it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. This is an invisible kingdom. You can't see it, but it's by the spirit of God. And if any man be by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Woo! Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as my sister quoted, we have this treasure. Come on, in earthen vessel. It's the kingdom of God inside of you. The treasures, hallelujah, of wisdom and righteousness. Hallelujah. We have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Hallelujah. So we go through this and we faint not. Though the outer man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day, because you're being strengthened with might in the inner man, the kingdom of God inside of you. Hallelujah. Though we go through this light affliction but for a moment, hallelujah, it worketh in you a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. God is establishing you in the kingdom of God. He's rooting you down deep. And you're hitting, my God. Your roots are laying in the rock. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. For we look not to the things which are seen, to the visible kingdom. Don't look to the visible king. Don't look at what's going on in politics. Don't look at the border. Don't look. Hallelujah. There's no hope in that. We look not to the things that are seen. Hallelujah. For the things that are seen are temporary. It fades away. Where's Thanksgiving? Where's Christmas? Some of you probably don't even have the present that you got. Took it back. Didn't fit. Too tight. All right, let me quit. Let me get off that. Thank God I got home. So I got to worry about that. But the visible, it's temporary. Because God has established a kingdom eternal. For the things that are not seen are eternal. Eternal life. It's an eternal kingdom that God has established upon the earth, that he's establishing in you. The eternal kingdom. Hallelujah. That's why we're pilgrims passing through. Come on, we can't hang on to it. But we set our affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we're seeking him who sits on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Hallelujah. We're seeking those things above because you are dead. World and your life is hid with Christ and God. You're hid in the kingdom. Christ is that kingdom. Everything is in him, and we are complete in him. So the kingdom of God that he established, he was the one who opened it. When he died on the cross, he told those he said, when will you establish your kingdom? When he broke the bread with the disciples at the table, he said, eat, for this is my body. Eat, you should have eternal life. Drink, for this is my blood. He was giving them the establishment of the new kingdom. It was the new covenant of that new kingdom that is not in meat or drink on the outside, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost on the inside. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise God. He said, I won't drink it until I come back. Come on. I won't drink it. But while I'm away, you go ye out into the nation and preach the kingdom of God as a witness. And then come at the end. Come on. Right now, unto you, hallelujah, wait in the upper room until you be endued with power from on high. Come on, that is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. That is established in the midst of these kingdoms. Hallelujah. And by God, and even now in the last days, hallelujah, he said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Upon your sons, upon your daughters, they shall prophesy. What did you see? Daughters up here. Come on. Prophesying, not just saying, Mashika, Mashika, I see you tomorrow, as I know your name. It's the word of God. The prophecies have been opened. Hallelujah. Which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. And they loved not their lives even until the death. Hallelujah. God is establishing his kingdom upon the earth. He's establishing his kingdom in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the kingdom of God for you and I. And one last scripture. Hallelujah. In Luke. Jesus. Praise God. Got excited. I'm not even where I wanted to go, but I can give you this last scripture, though. Luke 12, 12, verse 31, time's sake. Or let's just go to 28. If God then so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow cast in the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye with little faith? Not just with clothes, but immortality. Immortality. We seek for glory, honor, immortality, eternal life. He wants to clothe you with the garment of the kingdom. Come on. He wants to clothe you. Praise God. You have a building in the heavens. A building of God, eternal in the heavens, not made by hands. A body fashioned after his own glorious body. He's preparing us now that we may be able to be clothed upon. Because we're looking to be clothed upon in that kingdom, because we know this visible kingdom shall pass away. Amen. But eyes have not seen, nor ear have heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. He's prepared an everlasting kingdom of righteousness. Praise God. And it said, if God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow cast in the fire. Come on, he's telling you already in this. This will pass away. How much more would he clothe you, O ye little faith? Next verse. And seek not ye which shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be double-minded, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Be not double-minded, but have faith. Believe. Believe on the word of God. Amen. But rather, he says, for all these things do the nations of this world, the kingdoms of this world, seek after. Come on. He says, and your Father knoweth that you need of these things. You need these things. But there's another kingdom that we seek. And it says, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God and all of these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock. Come on. Have no fear. Does not give you the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is your Father's good pleasure. Come on. That's why he created you, for his good pleasure. Hallelujah. Because it's God that worketh in you, the kingdom of God that worketh in you. God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. It is your Father's good pleasure, my Father, our Father's good pleasure, that he give you the kingdom. So sell that ye have. Give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not. That means in heaven. Bags that wax not. Send your sins forward. Amen. That your riches may not perish. Not the riches in this world, but the riches of the kingdom. It says, a treasure in heaven that faileth not, where no thieves approach, or no spirits, neither moths corrupt. He says, for where your treasure is, there your heart. Come on, we'll be awesome. Come on, where is your treasure? Where is your heart? Is it in the kingdom of God? Is it in the kingdom that's established upon this earth? And it says, 35, let your loins be girded about and your lights burn. Come on, this is our time. Let your loins, let the gird up the loins of your mind and have the oil, the golden oil of knowledge in your heart. The oil of the kingdom, not just oil, but oil and extra oil. And have your lamps burning. Because when Christ returns, hallelujah, come on, he's going to break those vessels. And the lights of the kingdom shall shine. Hallelujah. Not the light of the sun or the moon, but the light of God and the Father. And you and I are a reflection of that light. And as he is in the light, we also are in the light. And we have fellowship with one another. And Jesus Christ, God's Son, forgives us and washes us from all of our sins. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise clap, saints. Let's give him a praise. Hallelujah.